Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, you didn't get that?
Get what?
Themnutspodcast.com.
Welcome to Them Nuts Podcast Show, hosted by comedians Darius Campbell, Ray Chung, and Matt Cole. Also, Bucky, the executive producer, and the producer, Luis Gomez. You can check us out on all your social media networks.
You got the other memory chip in there?
Yeah.
You are not recording this. You bastard.
Damn, you picked the wrong things to record.
You're doing that. I always got to come out somewhere and be like,
you want to do
this? Yeah, no, yeah, well, fuck no. Sam. Well, I don't even know what's right.
Wait, here. Constructive criticism.
Wait, you could like cut it out though, right? You could, right?
Yeah, you could cut it out.
You could in theory.
Yeah, in theory, it works perfectly when you have someone that edits it. It's okay. Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but coconut water is good.
So is it on right now? How would you're on, dog.
We're on, man.
Mike's hot.
Mike's is hot.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's your show. Yeah, and we got the camera. We got everything, babe. Yeah. It's all you.
Cool. My show.
Yeah. You're the guest.
Okay.
That's what we do. We bring you in. So you the express. Don't get all nervous now.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, all the pressures and shit.
No, there's no pressure in this, man.
Oh, not at all, but it's my show. I just walked in here. Fuck. This is... No?
No, you didn't just walk in. You've been here for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't just transport in his motherfucker. You've been here. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good. You know, just I was telling Raid about a Tinder.
Oh.
I've been using now. You guys been using Tinder?
No.
No, you guys all have like all getting it?
Yeah,
what?
Darius is married.
Yeah.
Louis
married too.
Louis yeah. Something.
Only
to my job.
That must say to his right phone.
So
Ray's close.
Yeah, so we can't be talking about Tinder.
Oh, on this.
Talk about Tinder.
Cause dude, cause so. Your wife will go on it and listen to it or no?
I just don't know what it is. We've heard about it.
You don't know
No, it's the sliding one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the sliding one. Yeah,
yeah. When you toss off friends and
Yeah.
So if Tinder was good, then you toss it to a homie. But that's what. So they need to work. Say, yo, homie, here's one for you. You know what I'm saying?
Did it have that?
I don't know. Do they have any features?
I don't think you could do that. But you could be. You could talk to them and be like, let's meet up. And then bring your friend. I think that's...
So you could catfish them with your friend shows up.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? You don't want to catfish nobody like that, man. No, so you're on Tinder then, huh?
Yeah. But I got a girlfriend, though. but she's in Asia right now. So
okay.
She just left, so okay. I just recently... I'm a private on Tinder right now. Like, I just got on it.
So you
I probably shouldn't be saying this shit right now. I would definitely
What does a private me on Tinder mean?
No, like I just got into it. Like okay. I'm new to it, you know. But there's nothing to it. It just you just get
anyway,
your
so
you just
how,
keep on swiping right.
How long after you dropped your girlfriend at the airport? Yeah.
No. It was before I dropped off. I signed up before I dropped off. Yeah, I prepared it.
Oh, he premeditated Tinder.
Exactly.
Was your profile set up? Before?
Oh, yeah. I was ready though, but I didn't want to keep... I didn't want to start swiping.
Because
if they send me notifications, then it's
like,
who's Tinder? Because I don't know if she knows about it. You know what I mean? I got to make her some bullshit. Like, I don't know who Tinder is.
Does she know about it? Does she know what Tinder is?
I don't know.
She's going to know now.
I don't know.
She's going to know now. You know we're an internet radio show.
So the moment she stepped on a plane, you're like, all right.
That's
show.
It. That's okay. All right.
How long was she in Asia for?
What?
How long she gonna be in Asia for?
5 months. So I got like
okay.
So I got like a good 2 months to get people to try to
and
come
then maybe
out.
Upgrade her.
Why only 2 months? You're gonna buffer? You have 5 months.
Yeah, 5. But it's hard to get people out. You know, because it's kind of like, oh, is this guy a rapist or not? You know, so I gotta really, you know, get my Tinder game up. Like right now,
so
I'm still new to it.
Because I don't. Before anything happens, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's gonna take me a month to like get into because I hate texting. You know, I hate texting. So like, so now I need a text and get good at it to.
Oh, why Tinder? You communicate via text with these girls?
Yeah, with these. Oh, yeah, man. You don't really talk.
But I heard Tinder is the opposite though. I heard, especially if you go on like in a weekend night.
Yeah.
A lot of the girls are drunk too. So
Yeah, they'll be like, fuck it. Like, let's... Like, just fuck her. And I think that's what happened to one of the girls. She's like, fuck it. Like, I actually talked to one of them, and then she was like, because I actually met up with one of them 2 nights ago. And then right when I saw, because I can't, like, her profile picture looks really good. Like, all like, like, ass, tits, everything good, right? Asian, 21, hot sorority girl, right?
Yes.
I'm like, yes. Yes. And I was trying to, I was trying to.
I'm getting excited.
She's
I'm
like, yes. Excited, yes. Yes, for Jason. No.
It's been a while, wife. Yeah, I'm getting excited with him. Tell me more.
No, and like, for a little bit, I was like, fuck, like, is she really this hard? Because, like, I tried to convince her for, like, an hour, you know? Like, it's going to be fun. I promise it's going to have fun. And then I got, like, on my way there, because she's in San Diego. On my way there, I'm like, fuck, like, what if she's just, like, a man with a mustache?
Yeah, trying to
rape me, because I was, you know? Yeah, you could get captured. And then so I went there. The first thing I said to her when she got in the car, I locked the door. I was like, I could have raped you right now. You know this?
What?
Yeah.
Jim Jeffries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He locked the door on her. Bitch.
But that kind of broke the ice, and she had good humor. So,
yeah, oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah.
I know. I'm glad, too.
As he pulled the knife out.
Yeah. I could have got you.
Yeah, because she could have took that both ways. No. She could have been like, oh, fuck.
That's a good way to start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was like, oh, I was about to rape you, too.
I've been like, yes.
Yeah, here's my penis.
Just bring it out like a hose. Bam.
There it is. There it is. There it is. So what you got going on tonight? You're on your way to Marietta, you said, huh?
Yeah. I just got hit up last minute. Like, I'm thank you. Like, I just want to, yeah, thank you guys real quick just to, you know, getting me out here, like, Ray, you know.
Yeah,
guys,
no, dog, we cool. Definitely appreciate you coming out. Tell your name, man. Cause fucking,
yeah, Jason. Yeah. Does, yeah, here's the thing, though. Like, you know how, like, a lot of comics or whatever, they'll come up and they'll be like, oh, you'd say this about me and my name is Duh. But I don't think it really matters. Like, for me, at least, right now.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're not going to remember. You know what I mean? Like, they'll be like, oh, that guy's funny, but... They're not gonna be like, oh, I want to see him next time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I don't, you know,
I
what
want
I mean?
Jason Chien.
Yeah, I want him. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm gonna pay $30 to see him. Yeah. You know, yeah. That's not gonna happen. So I don't really care about the just be. For me right now, like, I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to work on my stuff and.
Well,
be,
let's go back to Tinder.
So, like,
what's the hit ratio for you?
You know me, like, here's I'm just. I'm
are
all
you
about the right.
Everything?
What?
You're guessing everybody?
You know what? At first, I was guessing everybody just to get my percentage up.
Yeah.
You know, just so, like, maybe 99% of it will be like, fuck, this guy's ugly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But maybe one will be like, oh, fuck it. Like, Buck was saying, he was just like, fuck it, I'm drunk. I'll see what, you know? But now, I think Tinder knows that guys do that. So now, like, I know a lot of people.
Wait, so what happens when you do that too often? What does Tinder
I don't know. I just feel like fucking, I don't know. Because they don't match.
Oh,
like,
okay.
They don't match you with a girl. Like, the girl has to say yes, like, swipe
right.
You too. So,
so
I think
on.
If you do it too much, they just put, like, fake pictures. I don't know.
So my theory, Tinder is more catered to the female then, am I correct? With a bunch of horny ass dudes out there looking at
yeah,
pictures.
Yeah, I know.
The
think
female
so
is the one that controls the yes or no. I'm
yeah, like, exactly. Exactly. Well, it's
that's
a bummer.
Like, real life,
yeah,
dude.
No, gave him the real pussy.
But no,
yeah.
There's
yeah.
Still sometimes too where like I'll swipe right and then immediately it'll say.
Oh, Bucky's on Tinder too, huh?
Well, barely.
Oh well, yeah. That way, now that it dropped off.
How long have you been on it for?
I've had it for a long time, but I've.
Have you met anybody? Have you met up?
No, I haven't even talked to one girl on there.
Because he looks like a rapist, dog. With a big ass truck. He's standing by his truck. Oh, yeah. With a bag of acid.
With a boner and shit.
Yeah. Come on, girl.
Yeah. No. A lot of the girls, too, are. They're hookers. They try to invite
yeah,
you to
they
their
do
fucking
this.
Webcam show or something. Like.
Yeah, like they're actually hookers, like trying to get on Tinder and be like, yeah, 150. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It's
yeah.
Just,
I don't even know how that works, too, because you could narrow down, like, you know, how many miles away you want them to be. Like, you'll say yes to this girl, and all of a sudden it'd be like, oh, come to my webcam show, and she lives 3,500 miles away.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that shit works, but they're hookers.
They're hookers. Yeah. Just like the massage parlor you went
yeah.
To today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, but so
why is this chick on Tinder?
What?
Why is this chick on Tinder that you met?
Oh, because she broke up with her boyfriend, too, so she's vulnerable. I'm like, yes.
Wait, wait, wait.
I was
you
like,
know
yes,
what you just said, though,
shit.
Didn't you?
What?
You said she
saying?
Broke up with her girlfriend, her boyfriend
too.
So you saying you broke
no,
it up with your girl?
No, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, did you break up with your girl? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, what? No. Wait, don't fuck me up like this. Yeah. What? Don't. Why?
Why you putting the card out on me, man?
Yeah, all this pressure. No, I just asking all these sensitive stuff. Yeah. No, keep it light now.
Yeah. You know I'm sensitive mode right now.
Yeah, I'm going through an emotional crisis.
Oh, so you were over there to pick her up, huh?
I did. I did. I was desperate. No. No, I was curious to be.
Where do you live that you drove?
I live in Orange County. Here's the thing. I had a really shitty day. Okay, I had really like I had a shitty day at work, and I went to this this bar to do a show, and it was like, you know, like three people there, and I bombed. And I went to this. I was like, I gotta redeem myself. And I went to this other mic. He's like, you can't go up because it's too late. And I was like, fuck, this day can't get any worse. And then I went on Tinder, and I just start convincing her. I was just like, come out, like this is gonna be fun because I want to, you know, put it in.
Wait, were you talking to her before, or did you meet her that night?
What?
Were you talking to her before that?
I was talking to her a day before that.
Oh, okay.
So we only texted, like, for a little bit. We only talked for a little bit. And then I was so surprised that she was like, okay, you know? I was so surprised, seriously, because it's, like, 2 days. Like, that, really, I could have, you know? And then, yeah.
She was she in college in San Diego?
Yeah, yeah. UCSD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her name is, no.
She found her in the dorm room. I got her in the dorm room. Did you tell her you were a comic?
No, I didn't. I think that it's, I think it's like, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a little weird. Like, oh, so you're going to be funny. Like, maybe laugh, you know?
Yeah,
I don't, I think that's a little... Yeah, I haven't done it yet. Like, I don't think I've, like, my friends know about it, but if I met someone, I'll be like, hey, I'm a comic. That's, yeah, I don't know. You know, that's a little.
That's
a little
not weird. Just what you wanted to roll.
You probably should on there because every one of their profile fucking descriptions sounds so fake. Everyone's, everyone works out.
Yeah,
healthy
like
eater. They're perfect. I travel the world. Like where the fuck?
You know what I did? I actually set my Tinder on only men.
What?
No. To see what my, you know, like what other people. Not competition.
Yeah.
Hey, that's smart, right? Hey, smart. This guy, he got me wrong.
He's back on Tinder. Yeah.
Hey, you know, there's another app. It's called Grindr. It's a lot easier, man. It's a lot easier.
Well, actually, I never used Grindr, but is that different? How is that different?
Yeah, just check it out. Check out Grindr. Next time you have a bad set, download Grindr. I'm sure you get a response.
You'll get laid
right
in 15 minutes.
Immediately?
Yeah, immediately. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
And some transvestite, what's going on? just some like hookers from like Skid
it's like
Row.
Tinder for gay guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just damn.
People know.
Yeah, people talk about it.
Really?
You know the cool thing about Grindr? It's like Uber. Like, fucking gay dudes can fuck, like, immediately.
Yeah.
What?
Like,
what?
Like, oh, I'm here. And then, like, oh, I'm here. You want to fuck? Yeah. And, like, they walk down the street and they fuck.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Why can't it be like that with fucking Tinder?
Because women, dude. Women, yeah, because yeah. women don't just give it up as easily. Yeah, true. Guys are fucking cookie. Sluts, dude.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I think it's fucked up. That's why I think like God. I don't even believe in God, but that's why I think like God
God, but I don't believe in him. But
like,
this motherfucker.
Like, why the fuck is STDs around, dude? Like that's some fucked up shit, right? Because like without STDs, God damn, you would like fucking go nuts, right? That's the only thing
nuts.
Holding you back.
Yeah,
that and babies, but like still, right? Right, like why does that exist?
Yeah, babies. Yeah, yeah. STDs, man. Fuck,
like,
I don't.
Yeah, because that fucked you. You had to round with rubbers. Got to get shots.
Yeah,
the next
why is
day.
That? There? No, but they said something about like because of a monkey, right? Somebody fucked a monkey, and then now they got it, right?
Well,
like some human
yeah,
fucked
like
a monkey.
Ebola or something? I don't know. Like one of those.
Is that the real
AIDS.
Thing?
AIDS. 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 Yeah, AIDS.
That's right,
yeah.
Supposedly.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, fuck anything. Yeah.
I don't think we're supposed to get like
so
herpes.
You're saying all STDs came from.
Animals?
People fucking animals?
Yeah, because I can't get my head around,
that's
like...
That's true. Like, if you keep fucking people...
Yeah, like, how would you, you know, get some crazy stuff? Yeah, unless you fucked some...
What is it? Koala bears, like, 95% of them have chlamydia.
Really?
Yeah. No way.
Where do they get chlamydia from?
I don't know.
Fucking a human?
Koala bears, like, man, if that human wouldn't have fucked me, we wouldn't have had to fucking spread it around to all koala bears.
Fucking nasty Australians.
Somali,
yeah.
Jesus. That's true.
Does koala have two dicks? That's what I heard. Like, they
what?
Got, like, a splitting penis.
This is a scientific episode right here. We got no facts.
Wait,
well, I gotta look this
Google.
Up. shit.
I know, just imagine if you had two dicks, or like, you like just split inside.
Fuck two koalas.
Oh, wait, are you serious? Koalas have somebody two dicks? Told me. Yeah, why would you need two dicks?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. They use it in one, so they could like, you know what I mean?
Oh, like moving around it, inside. Does it separate into vagina?
Yeah, yeah, no, it separates it, but I think they could control it into one. Like, so
God,
two, yeah, so
damn,
they could go inside.
You would and fuck split a woman it. Up, like, in a good way. Like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You had that dick.
You could do like opposite, dude, opposite
girls. Do you look at me like that, Louis?
Girls be pain, you know.
Fucking, that's like you can. No, imagine the shit you do. Like, you know how you like you're saying like women's G spot is like you do that come here thing. Like,
yeah,
that's what you do with your dick, dude. How cool would that be?
Well, just imagine if you could split it like both ways. See, when
you could,
like,
yeah, up and down, up
yeah.
and down.
Yeah, see. See, only me and Buddy have this conversation. No, like, no
yeah, you guys are just went a little too far in koala dicks. So I'll just let you know that, bro.
I'm going to look this shit up later. Well, that, yeah, like, koalas have one dick, dumb fucks.
Hey, that's why I'm on it now, right? Yeah. Now. I got right, you. I got you, bro. I got you. So now how long you been in the comedy since we've been talking about two dicks? You know, let's get back to comedy.
I just started. I just, like a year, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just started, so I'm really new. But
so you're a sophomore year, basically, now.
No, like, I'm probably, like, freshman, yeah.
Oh, you're still freshman, yeah, huh? Still Hayes, freshman. Is Hayes is athletes. Hayes is
athletes. Yeah, I'm trying to, yeah, just work, you know, work the stuff.
Yeah, but what got you into the comedy game?
I always liked comedy, you know. I only like certain people. I don't watch, like, a lot of, I'm not a scholar, you know. A lot of people, like, they watch different people. But I really like black comics. Like, I know it's
that comic.
That it's just because it's so, like, everybody understands it. Like, one guy told me that, like, if your comedy, like, if everybody understands it, that's just that's the whole market, you know. Like, because I don't really get some of the like references that people make, like in like some comics, yeah, you know, like old, you know, or just like the American. But I feel like a lot of black comics they do racial and they do like. Relationships, you know, like Kevin or like
their Chris family Rock, shit. You know? They tell me stories
stuff
about
and their
that.
Personal stuff.
Yeah,
you know, and I really enjoyed it, and I always liked it. And I'm not good at anything else. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a factory where they make sweaters.
Oh, this coming out the closet. You're a sweatshop kid.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Taiwan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but yeah, and
so you weren't shitting when you said you grew sweaters.
Yeah, it was the real stuff.
And how long have you been in America for?
About 10 years. Yeah, about 10 years. And,
huh? Well, hold on. Should we worry? Should we take the camera off? Bucky, come cut the camera off. No, so your family obviously moved here.
Oh no, they're there right now. Like, they moved here for a little bit. Like, they moved there for a little bit, and then now they moved back there. They
just dropped their ass off and said, "Hey, we got to go, buddy."
Yeah, they're like, "Fuck it, you just you do you here now."
And then that's when you're like, "Fuck you, I'm doing comedy."
Yeah, pretty much. Because like I worked as a waiter, you know, for a year, and I worked at Radio Shack for a year. I don't know. Like, I like waiting tables, but it's just. I don't know. Yeah, comedy's a little better.
He don't know shit. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you come here speaking English too? Like, did you already know?
A little bit, you know. But
you for 10 years, you don't have an accent. We've had people on the show that have been here for fucking 15+ years, and they have still like a dick ass accent, like Andreas.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't sound like fucking.
I think I think I'm a little. I still have a little bit of accent. I think, but it's just I'm better with tones.
Yeah,
you know, I just act like I know how to speak English.
There you go.
But really, if I had to write it, my grammar's I can't spell. Yeah. I can't spell. I can't even spell. Like,
shit, I live in America. I can't spell.
My phone spells stuff for me. You know, like I just I barely.
Yeah, Google fucked up spelling for a lot of people.
That's
why
I love it.
Yeah.
Siri hooks it up.
Yeah, Siri. Yeah, doesn't hook up too much. That message you sent me yesterday from Siri looked like. Yeah, he told me he's gonna go to Bank of America and he'd be right back. I saw the message on my thing. He's gonna go jack off and be right. back.
Did it really? No,
it said I'm gonna go B off or something. B off A.
You went B of A.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Because and I was like, whoa, Cloudy, look, Bucky's gonna go beat off one before we go. Hey, get it done, bro.
Yeah, fuck you, Siri.
Yeah, Siri let you down on that one. So then you went to comedy, and so you what saw it at an open mic or something? And said, hey, I'm gonna do this shit.
Yeah, the first time, like I went to open mic to check it out, right? And I took my this is the first time I went to the Comedy Store in San Diego.
Yeah.
And I was expecting like fucking A-list headliners stuff, cuz it's the first time I've never been to an open mic. And the whole time my mouth was open, I was just waiting to laugh. And I was waiting for like 30 minutes. And after 30 minutes I was like, I look at my girl, I was like, what's going on? Like, is this what are they doing?
Yeah.
I'm funny. I'm gonna kill it. If I go up here, I'm gonna kill it right now. And then the second time, I don't know if you guys know about Tickles in
Johnny Flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I took her there the second time.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about comedy, and like I couldn't find a place. You know, I was like, where is this comedy club Tickles, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then we circled around the place for like 15 minutes. And I can't believe it was just in the back of a garage, and people were just sitting there with like spider webs on the chair, fucking crack pipes lining it. You know what I mean? It's just, and it's just, so I'm not trying to, you know, back on it, but like, yeah, it's just in the fucking garage. And then everybody was like looking at us like, who the fuck are these people? You know, because we don't look like we belong, obviously, you know, in the at first. And I brought her there because. Yeah,
you thought it was a good comedy club.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna kill it. And then when I got up, everyone left. So it was just me and the mic. And Johnny Flowers in the back. Like, I would say something, and it was just in the middle of nothing. He'll be like, you know? Yeah. Just to give me that encouragement.
Yeah, the delay laugh.
Yeah, the delay, exactly. It's not even on after the punchline. It was just like some random. But yeah, so that was that second experience.
Well, wow, it Tickles with Johnny Flowers.
Yeah,
huh?
With Mr. Johnny Flowers.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
But it was good. You know, like after I got, you know, a hang of it, like it's all about the just, you just got to work stuff out, you know? And
yeah.
It's really clicky, though, I feel like.
What, yeah. The comedy game?
OC, I feel like it was a little. Yeah, you know what? It's everywhere. But you know what? Marietta has a really good, pretty supportive scene. Yeah, I found.
Yeah, because you're going to Alfonso and those guys are out there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Is that Alfonso. Where you're getting up tonight with Alfonso?
I don't think it's. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like, yeah, Rocky hit me up.
So you like working more out in the East, or do you like working in L.A., Orange County?
I still like Marietta. I know it's a really small thing, and I should go to, you know, L.A. and stuff like that. OC people, they didn't really like me because I think I was too hungry. I was like, oh my god, like get me on stuff. But at first, you know, and I didn't know what it is. Now I don't want to go on stuff. I just want to, you know, do this, grind it, you know,
home your craft up a little bit.
Before just I just want to go to bars now, you know, and just work it out before. Yeah. So now I like Marietta though. Is it sounding like a microwave?
Yeah, no, it's the camera.
Hey, so like back to Tinder. So like how many what percentage you think are like
Ray, give me your phone, I'll put it on the fridge.
No, I don't want to do it. I want to live vicariously. Like what percentage of fatties are on Tinder? Like fat girls.
Or do you have to go to blackpeople.com?
Black people mean?
Yeah, but like chest up photos.
Chest like what percentage you think it is?
I don't even know. I'll go on right now for you.
I think like 30.
Ah, that's a big chunk.
It's a huge chunk.
Yeah.
And they don't, like, here's the thing about the bigger girls, though. They don't have good pictures.
Well, because they're
they
big.
Don't dress their pictures
No,
up?
Yeah, they don't. Like, I could tell you're big. Like, don't look
Wait,
like you're
don't
big
you want
on
them
Tinder.
To tell the truth? Why would you want
oh,
to
Oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. You're right. But I just feel like even to get, yeah, but even to get, a, but if you want, I don't know, like maybe do a little bit of makeup and then, you know, a little bit, some kind of filter.
She rolled out of the bed, took a picture of herself.
Yeah.
I'm on Tinder. Yeah. I'm on
like
Tinder, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, exact cow leg fucking.
This is what
out.
You'll get in the morning, though.
Eyelashes hanging off and stuff.
She's got a bad quinceanera, did she? No.
So wait, so who told you about Tinder?
Okay, yeah, so it was my friend. He was on Tinder and he met this girl after 7 minutes. So I was like, oh shit, 7 minutes?
So he's the one who's like, you should get on this shit? Or you just
he didn't say it. Yeah. He just talked about it, and I was like,
okay,
that's a good idea, you know.
So went on Tinder.
You're like, how convenient, my girlfriend's going to Asia.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's, so now on Tinder, though,
let's
what,
keep it. No, yeah, just
we've already
well, you already
that.
Fucking
I know. But
well, Tinder though. So is there any other
to read that?
Is there any other things on Tinder? I mean, besides Tinder, is there other sites like that? I don't know. Because
at first, I think a lot of people was into Match.com.
Yeah.
But
is it Match.com?
But Match.com, like, there's a lot of people who would do fake profiles. Like, hey, I'm a doctor. But when you show up, you're homeless.
You're scrubs.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Tinder, it's like more like, because it links you up with Facebook. But it links you up with Facebook. So everything, the pictures and stuff, it's your shit. You can't. Yeah.
Don't you have to accept it, though? Like, when you put it in, like you said, you throw it in a corner and correct or yes or whatever you guys do in Tinder. And then don't they accept it and they get to see your profile from there?
Yeah. No, they see your profile. Even
and you can go right on there and go look at their Facebook profile? Yeah.
Oh, no. They only give you your first name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, only first name. So you can't look it up. You can't look, you know. You can't be a creeper and be like, I'm going to go on Facebook.
And stalk you.
Yeah, exactly. So...
It's this true. Is like they would thought about all the preventive
ways. Yeah, all
ways.
The thing. Yeah,
they thought about all the preventive ways of what dudes did.
Yeah,
to fuck with bitches and then
give
them this so that they can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
We have the women control it. We're gonna have dudes gawking over. Oh here's the picture and sliding off bitches. Ooh, but this is one I don't want. Yeah, man, biscuits and gravy, man.
Yeah, so I think like I really think that's the future though, because it's like everybody's using technology now, and I just think that Tinder is like. A thing that people would, meet.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, less and less people... It's weird now for people to go meet people outside.
I don't know. That's what someone asked me the other day. It was like, how am I supposed to meet a dude? And I was like, just go to the fucking bar. You're a female. Just go outside.
You don't even got to do shit. Just stand there.
Yeah.
And people come talk to you.
But for a female, all you do is put your hand up.
Yeah, but exactly.
No, I think, like, aren't dudes nowadays more, like, shy? Instead of used to, like, fucking internet?
That's the thing.
Computers, because they can't talk.
Yeah.
They can't talk.
They can see what they want.
Yeah. Remember,
people
want to
text more now. I don't... Yeah, they just want to be... Because you can think when when you text.
Yeah.
It's just...
But then you can think about what you said, and then you can
And then when you meet up, then you're a whole other person, because you're not even... You don't have that time.
That frame of mind. Let me think about what we're going to say, and then I'll hear sin, baby, on our conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But because that's the problem with the younger generation. They can't talk to each other.
No.
They don't know how to talk to each other. They don't know...
I have a friend... Like, I always see him on Instagram or whatever. Like, he'll be on it, and he'll always have these, like, crazy party pictures and with bitches. Like, I'm with all these bitches all the time, and I got money, like, stuff like that. But I met up with him this one time. It was just, like, a mutual friend, and he doesn't talk at all. He, like, you know how he take a picture with his mouth open, all happy, like, bleh, But, in person, he doesn't. He's just
how
calm.
Does he take all these pictures? He's like,
come
out the camera.
He would, he'll be like, hey, let's take a picture. And he'd be like, he'll make a face to show people that he's having fun. But actually, he's not having
fun. He's going back to.
Yeah, he's going to be like, I'm
Can't wait to take this
Vegas.
Next picture.
He's living
a facade. He's living a facade life. Yeah, facade life right there.
Yeah, so it's a total different thing. I think it sucks, I just like that first. Like this, I haven't done this, before, but I like...
You mean, but of a conversation, which is missing in the world today now, conversation, because everything is done either via text, via email, and people get harsh nowadays, too, because of the email and texts. They can say what they want and not have to look at you or listen to you on your reaction yet.
Yeah.
They can choose. And they can choose to hear your reaction or not. So if I send you a fucking harsh email, I could choose if I want to listen to your reaction back, but I feel relieved because I got it off my chest.
That's the
problem with it. And I think that's the problem with the internet, with the texting and all that, because somebody, when they get hostile and they want to text you these hostile messages, and then they go boom, they have to choose. If you text them back, say fuck you, they can choose if they want to look at that or not, and they don't have to speak to you, they don't have to hear your voice when they're cussing you out.
That's
the freedom, and then that's why I think, like I said,
a lot of people like that. And
I'm gonna call you if I got a problem with you, and let's deal with it. I'm old school.
That's what that's the thing. Like, I don't really like texting, because it's like, I don't know why we would text if we would just talk to each other.
If you have a problem, because I tell my daughter, you know what, why text her 15 things when you can just call her and get
just
those all out.
Fucking 30 seconds.
Easy.
Yeah, just fucking, hey, I got 2 minutes of your time, please. Hey, this is blah, blah, blah. Instead of text,
it.
Back, text, back. text back.
In the same house, too. Like, some people text in the same house, like roommates, you know? Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up. Why don't you just say it?
Yeah.
You know, you got to take the time to shut the fuck up, exclamation mark. Just say it.
With a happy face,
Yeah, happy face. Like, fucking,
yeah, please shut the fuck up.
All caps, you know? Like, just say it. I'm right here. Don't.
So did you go to college down here at all?
I went to college in Canada, Montreal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the girls there are fucking hot. But they don't like Asians. I don't.
I don't understand that. They love blacks up there.
They do love blacks.
I can understand because when I went to Vancouver, there's a shitload of Asians there. And the dudes, like, one of the homeboys that I had to, was in Canada.
You say Montreal, though.
No. Yeah, that's over on the French side. Yeah. That's the French quarters. But even in all of Canada, I went there.
I'm not sure.
And there's a shitload of Asians, especially in Montreal. But they...
Asians only do Asians.
I don't know why.
I think the Caucasians in, let's just say white people. The white people in
Anglo-Saxons. The Anglo-Saxons.
I think the white girls in Montreal, I think they like dominant guys.
Yeah.
Like, they like guys to, most of them. I'm not going to say all, because there's definitely girls who, you know, like to be. But I think the girls who were born there, they like more dominant and more manly, like, hey, let's, you know.
Yo, give me my shit.
More like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
wait, so you're saying it's more so in Canada than in the States?
I think a little bit more, yeah.
Especially in Montreal, which is French.
Yeah, exactly. And they got that snob, a little bit of snob, you know.
So you got to be snobby there. A little bit snobbier.
Well, they got that European thinking. If you know, you ever met people from Europe that always think that they're a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly. So, and they think that Asian people just fucking make clothes.
Not only make clothes, but their demeanor and their thinking Chinese process. Food. Yeah, it's like Chinese. Like, you work for me. You're only a worker. The same
they
way
still
Americans
got that,
treat,
really.
Well, like, same way Americans treat the Hispanics.
You're right.
In the same way up north, they treat the Vietnamese, the Laotians, and those guys like that, too. Because they think, oh, well, you're... You know, beneath us, you do the lower work that we don't want to do.
Yeah.
And that's the snobby ass way that they treat them all over.
Yeah.
You know, they're always a race that they step
on. You're thinking that's the reason? That's the reason why, the chicks up in Montreal don't like Asian dudes?
I just haven't met the American Asian dude, like Ray Ray.
Give him that Ray.
Put that grinder on him. Put that grinder on him.
Yeah, some poutine afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, because, like, I think that's true with Asian dudes in general. Like, here's the funny thing. Like, Asian females are in right now, right? Like, they're the fucking hot shit right now. Like, everyone wants an Asian chick.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And, like, so I'm like, dude, when was one of them going to fucking want Asian dudes? Right? Like, that hasn't happened yet. Like,
the last Asian dude,
the last Asian dude that had anything was, like, Bruce Lee. And then after that, he motherfucker died, and it was fucking, like...
Jackie Chan!
No, Jackie Chan never fucked. Yeah, no.
When did you ever see Jackie Chan get pushed in the wall?
Well, the tuxedo.
Who did he fuck? No one. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
See, so I think it's in general. Like, it's just that.
You know why though? I'm gonna tell you why. Because of the Star Trek guy for the Asian dudes.
Huh?
That Star Trek.
You're talking about the original?
About the one that came out the closet.
George Takei?
Yeah, the one that came out the closet because he scared
people. So you think...
Scared people. They were in love with that dude. They had him on his posters on the wall.
So you're saying Bruce Lee died and George Takei came along and then it fucked it up for everyone else.
Yeah, because they were fantasizing over this guy. He was a hot Asian dude and women putting him all over the wall.
Really?
And then they found out, oh my God, he's a fucking... I don't know. Really? I was kind of looking at the AMC thing that they had on him.
Oh.
You know, he had a book and shit that he has released or whatever. Yeah, so he came out of the closet. That's why I fucked you guys up.
Nah. I don't think so, dude.
What the fuck is it? Man, I saw Fast and the Furious. Some hot Asian dudes. What you talking about, man? What's the young cat that was in the first one? Remember, he's been in all the other movies. And he was in that stupid-ass movie, not White House Down, but...
One dude?
Yeah.
He played like a North Korean terrorist?
Yeah, yes, yeah.
And that's all we get. We got North Korean terrorists.
Yeah, so shit. Now, Ray,
who wants to fuck a North Korean terrorist, though?
That's true, too.
Like, even if he's the most baddest man on Earth, why the fuck would you want to fuck with a North Korean?
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's fucking true. I don't know how to help you Asian people get another star.
Maybe he's one of the, like, the bucket list. You know what I mean? Like, North Koreans.
I think it's prohibited.
I think the downside is a little too much, man. You might get kidnapped and then...
Yeah, but it's the thrill. You know what I mean? Just going there. Like, holy shit, this is going to be... It's like fucking in a church, but then North Korea.
Mm-hmm. You know?
No? Okay.
In a church? What?
Like, it's just that thrill. Like, oh my God.
Oh, you fuck in church?
Yeah.
You fucked in church?
No, I never.
How dare you? No, what?
No.
I would like to, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that thrill? I wouldn't.
Just you wouldn't want to fuck in church?
No, that's a little... Like, I just... I'll be
you
too
would really
scared.
Have to believe too much of the side of religion.
No. It's not that. It's just people...
Yeah, I fucked in a church parking lot one time.
Oh, did you get in a church parking lot?
And, like, the fucking... Here's the scary shit, right? Once you bust a nut, you know how you have, like, a sense of, like, clarity? And I realized, like, I parked right next to a fucking saint. And I scared the shit out of me. Like, it's like fucking like this. Like, oh, fuck! Yeah, it's like when you're like trying to get it,
Saint's looking at you.
Yeah, when you're trying to get it,
you don't see anything. That's all you see. That's all.
I was like, oh fuck! And then I think I throw the tissues out. I can buggy stop. Stop throwing these fucking Tinder chicks.
So Ray busted that in the church parking lot.
Yeah. So that's so.
Wait, hold on.
That's when I was like, I don't think I can go. Dude, I don't think I believe left, God anymore.
Then you left your DNA.
Yeah.
On the church part.
Yeah.
On the church property, you put your DNA
well,
down,
fuck.
Dog.
I'm not going to leave it in my car. That's nasty. Come on. So wait, none of you guys? How close?
Church? No.
Parking lot?
No, not even
parking lot.
Church parking lot?
No, just a regular parking lot.
Albertson?
I actually got caught. The police came and then shined a light in the
before,
car.
Before, after, during?
No, like right after. Right oh, after, okay. Yeah. And
well,
then,
they're just probably light, polite. They waited for you to finish.
Yeah.
They're like out there watching the whole time.
Yeah. It must be Irvine. Because, yeah, shit, they would have knocked on the door. Hey, can I get a piece?
Pretty obvious, too, right? It's all fogged up.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I didn't, yeah, people, okay, that's a, yeah, you've done it for sure.
Yeah. Oh, he knew it by the fog. Oh, he could tell by the fog.
It's fuck. It's really steamy. Yeah. It's just, it's hot.
Yeah, you know that? Yeah. When you do make it out in the car, I don't know, understand why that is. I mean,
you
I know
you ever did it
body.
In your minivan, Darius?
No, actually, we haven't done it in the minivan.
Yeah. With the
I'm
child
just
seat on.
No, I was trying to think.
Child
fucking
seat.
Fucking Pokemon on a TV.
Fuck, yeah, okay.
Get on a child
hey,
seat, baby.
No, but you know, it'd be fucking fabulous. Put a fucking porn on that, you know, on the TV and get the wife all excited.
Oh.
Or maybe even have a couple of girlfriends in the back.
No, you got more room in a minivan.
I don't know why we have not done the minivan. That's some bullshit.
Yeah,
that's some bullshit. Yeah. I'm gonna have to try to break in the minivan.
When I was 16, I had a Chevy Blazer in the back seat folded down. Perfect.
He's reminiscing. Get back on Tinder, Bucky. Get back on Tinder, Bucky.
I had to throw my sock out the window, not a tissue.
Yeah?
Yeah, good. So you brought the sock home with you then?
No, I threw it out the window.
Oh, damn it. You wasted a good pair of hands.
You could just wash it. You just. Yeah. I know.
I was 16.
I know it's crispy, new. But. Oh. Okay.
We're an awkward pause moment. Yeah, that's what this episode is called.
Do you
awkward
think
pause.
We do you, as one of our few Asian guests? Do you think?
Wait, hold on. Who's been here before besides me? Like that's Asian.
Joe Lu.
Well, we had Joe Lu a long time ago.
Well, there's not a lot of fucking Asian comedians to begin with.
Yeah, so, which is true.
Doesn't matter. But yeah. Like, what do you think is it? Like, do you think they're like? How do you break into Hollywood? Like, do you think there's gonna be an Asian sex symbol? So like
sex symbol.
I just want Asian guys to get in. So
yeah,
can get the
everybody else could get. Yeah, yeah everybody else is like,
won't you be it, Ray? You're a sexy chocolate little love bug. You
no, chocolate love. Shut up. No, it don't work that way.
I think in like maybe in like because there is a lot more Asians you know coming through.
Yeah,
they're like the filter is like you know.
See,
a lot.
Here's my problem. See, like we got Jeremy Lin, but he's a fucking pussy, dude. Like he's like, I'm Christian, I'm gonna fuck bitches. I'm like, dude, you're the fucking NBA.
No, but here's
right. Like if I was in the NBA, if I was Jeremy Lin, I'd be fucking
you'd be
like
slain,
yeah, like
slain,
and I'd be
slain.
I'd be fucking Johnny Manziel posting that shit. Like, that's what I'd be doing. But he's like fucking, he's wasting his fucking. Baller,
you know what?
Card.
If you look at all the Asian like entertainers, actors, or whatever comedians, I feel like all of them, like even Jerry, all of them are like catered to assimilate into the American culture.
That's
all
what
of
I'm
them,
saying.
Like Bobby Lee, you know, he's like the goof. Jackie Chan,
yeah.
The only guy is Jet Li, but see, Jet Li's not even hot, and he, you know, people
how,
know.
Why is Jet Li like that? I don't like
what because Jet Li, he resists. He doesn't assimilate. Like all his most of his movies, he's like the guy who wins the battle. He's never like the sidekick of like you know like
he's
Jackie
always
Chan.
The leading man.
Yeah, he always plays the lead and he always plays a strong character. Unlike Jackie Chan, you know, he's just like the goofy sidekick.
The goofy kind
you know
of
what
thing.
I mean? Which is funny, which is really funny. But like, I don't think America is ready to accept, you know.
They haven't been ready for a while because even Bruce Lee had a hard time.
Yeah. Getting that.
Remember when he first started off, he was a sidekick.
I think he's the only guy that actually made it that far.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And then, got no one
and then guess
him.
What? He died. He fucking, I think he got, I think white people killed him. Like, seriously, I really think fucking,
coming
he's
out
like,
now.
That's not going to happen here. That's we fucking.
No, but you know what, though? I wouldn't put it too far past him. I wouldn't put it too far past the Whiteys. They might have killed him. They might have killed that motherfucker.
Yeah, right? Bruce Who else would? Why?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
And he was healthy as fuck. Like, why would he just die? Like, he was training every day. I really don't think he overtrained.
Because
somebody shot him. Like,
no, he didn't get shot. Remember, his son died by getting shot. Bruce Lee died with a brain aneurysm.
His son died.
His son supposedly shot a gun that's supposed to have blanks in it, but it didn't have blanks.
That's how bull. You gotta go buy bullets.
Guy had to buy
bullets. Yeah, gotta buy bullets. Yeah. How are you gonna mix
there.
Up? There's no way you can mix
that's
up blanks
true.
And
that's true.
Yeah, you can't mix that up. You can't just be like,
oh my god, I grabbed the wrong Walmart bag.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. So you're right. So it might be some
and it was how many? It was one bullet, right?
Yeah.
It was one, but it had to be like, it was in like a 22. It was like a 40 or like a 45 because it was only one to kill the guy. Because usually, you know what I mean? And he just let him die. I don't know. It's...
Hey, you ever watch a porn with Kenny Styles?
Okay. I don't usually check out the dude's name.
I don't know how the U-turn
the
went.
I know it's Ron Jeremy.
I'm on the Asian American theme.
So he's an Asian porn star.
So this is like the one time I was like, yeah, because he's like the only Asian porn star. I'm like,
there's no more Asian porn.
This is the only time I watch porn for like a dude. I'm like, yeah, you go, dude. Like every time else,
does he have a big dick?
But like, yeah, I was like,
he's like, yeah, get it.
Yeah, and it's always like Asian man with whatever interracial woman or whatever. Like I'm like, I'm cheering. Like I'm not only busting him up, I'm cheering him on for like that last time. I'm like, yeah, fuck.
It's like a prideful.
Yeah,
it's like a prideful nut.
Yeah, it is.
Like yes for us.
I'm just saying, I'm letting people know support Asian Americans
porn.
But the fuck the. Part. Yeah. He's not even American. He's like British. So.
Wait, but the sad part about it is, why isn't there more Asian men in porn? Because you guys fuzz it out. That's why. If you didn't fuzz out, then
the Japanese
Japan.
Fuzz it out.
You kind of need a dick requirement.
My fault.
And okay,
that's pumps. Penis pumps.
It don't fucking work.
Oh my bad.
I don't know by experience. I saw a documentary.
I'm gonna repeat myself one more time. I saw a documentary.
So one time I used a vacuum cleaner. I tried to do a ghetto style.
Get that broom and clean that shit out. Get that one. Yeah, no, because you're right though. But that's the thing.
Because like, there's no like masculine like Asian dude that's in fucking media, and that's why I think going back to your point, when like Canadians or whatever Montreal people, they're like they're probably used to seeing some submissive Asian dude.
Yeah.
When you just need an Asian dude to bitch slap her. And then
just slap her right.
Like, you know what?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You know, no,
you're not. You're not kidding. Don't lie.
You need an Asian to go in the elevator and do a Ray Rice on some motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
maybe like more a karate chop.
Yeah. Like, oh, wait, bitch, fried rice. Fried rice.
Her head falls off and rolls out.
Then you get your fucking stop. You'd be like, damn, that boy's hot. That's a dominating Asian.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Yeah,
I think because like, but that's the thing. I think not that many people, not that many Asians are like masculine like that. Because with that said, I think that's just all the because slavery is still going on in Asia.
Where are you putting this going on?
No, really, because like,
slavery?
Yeah,
I did.
Wait, I was on the phone for a second, so I heard slavery, and I'm like, oh, this motherfucker went crazy.
Yeah, no, but I really think that because like people are still making it, like we're still making everything, you know, like all Asian guys, like
you guys are still doing this. Yeah, the cheap labor.
And it's, but I think it's the only way. Somebody's got to do it. You know, and
but it doesn't have to be that way.
It has to. Who's going to do it?
Well, then with all this technology, man, build a computer to fucking do it.
Yeah,
I guess
that's
a robot to do it.
That's the future.
Because that's a sad part.
Well,
Nike makes cars, so I'm thinking they can make a shoe. You know what I'm saying? They can make a shoe. Yeah. Instead of having these kids over in fucking China busting out shoes for 20 cents an hour.
Cheaper.
Well, that's just economics, man.
Are you wearing Nikes?
I'm fucking
not. All right, thank God.
Yeah, no, but you, come on, you can't like ban stuff. It's fucking cheap products. It's like, of course you need to wear it, dude.
That's why I wear Nikes. Yeah, I love the cheap products that Asians people make.
No, but that's just fucking global economy. They're just
But if you know, if they can do it and they can survive on it, then that's fine. But like you said,
we're not
the domination.
Keeping them down like that, too, though.
No, their own country.
No, yeah,
their
own
country is the one that's doing
it. And that's why we come here and we're submissive, too. And
you're saying that's what you're going
at. That's what.
Because you're used to the totalitarian state.
Yeah, exactly. I think most, you know. And
that's what. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what. See, I had a point, man.
Thank you for helping me get there.
I was wondering if it was still, like, from generation. Like, because, like.
No, because.
Aren't you, like, grandparents still, like.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah, they are.
Culture and everything. So, like. I don't think you guys are far enough from that strong.
Yeah, no, not far enough yet.
Asian culture is the first culture I ever saw. I mean, besides the fucking Muslims that have their women dress up and they can't see their face. But Asian, I saw a dude walking like 5 steps in front of his wife.
Like
she was on a dog. They won't ride. And I always see that at the time. I look over and I see the father driving.
The passenger seat.
She's in the back with her son.
Yeah,
and that's. Is that how you do it at all?
No, I don't do that shit.
Oh, your mom and dad didn't do that shit?
No, they didn't do that
shit.
All right,
cool. Let's break that shit out on them nuts. We want to get it out. I tried to do that to my wife. She said, nigga, no, you get it. Put some handcuffs on it and make you feel right. Make you feel like you're at home. Yeah, because I was just submissive, like you said. Need to put that beat down. So all this comes from...
It's so fucking wrong.
Yeah, no. I know. It is so wrong, but it's so right. But it's if you think about it, because we get so like, all right, let's go fucking get culture around. We're gonna age this thing. Adrian Peterson whips his child with a switch. That was the way he was raised.
Switch is a branch.
Yeah, my mother used to tell me to go pick my own branch outside.
He was saying like, this is how I got raised.
This is what my mom would do. My grandmother.
I didn't read the details. How bad did he beat his kid?
It didn't matter.
No, it showed pictures.
Was it bad?
Show the police fucking. There's welts,
dude.
Blood, fucking marks. Like,
it doesn't. I'm gonna tell you, it doesn't matter. I used to go to school the next day with the welts and the marks, and guess what? Kids would go like, "You got your ass whooped last night." Yeah, because have the same.
Here's the thing in Asia, like if you get your ass beat in school, the teachers like they could beat you, you know, and then. You don't want
to
get your ass beat in school, because if your mom see that, they're going to beat your ass, because they already know you fuck up.
Dude, there was one time I got whooping three times, man. I got whooping by the fucking teacher. It was second grade. I got a whooping by the teacher.
And then the mom.
She couldn't do a great job, so she sent me to the principal's office. The principal whooped my ass. I got home with a note. Note in my backpack. Mother read the note. Then I got another ass whooping, dog.
No, I was going to say, how long ago was it when the teacher could fucking hit you?
They stopped all that shit.
I mean, a ruler's harder than the fucking
fact, I was telling my wife the other day, when I used to play football, and we were third or fourth grade, and we'll do this drill. And the drill, run 10 yards, and you have to turn around, and the ball should be right there to catch. If you didn't catch that ball, this is Monroe, Louisiana, if you drop the ball, you got a paddle. Every time you drop that ball. By the coach. Jeez. Come over there. They have a big old paddle. Come over there and pop you in your ass. You didn't even have, because you didn't practice with pads. So, you get your ass whooped. So I don't understand. So my wife's like, see, that's what I tell you. You shouldn't be disciplining the kids. I said, kids need to be disciplined.
There has to
be a certain line.
Yeah, a certain line. There's a line.
I said, my kids, they don't respect the mother to the highest level. They listen to her and they want her home. And they always say, mommy's home. And they want, because they know when mommy's home, I get everything.
Yeah.
When daddy's home, no, there's a real thin line of love and hate.
Right.
And I tell my wife, I keep that thin line of love and hate because they're my boys.
Where are you going with this child beating thing?
It's not child beating.
What was your point to this?
I was beat that way.
Look at this.
I was raised that way.
No, but there's something called progress.
Yeah.
Just because.
No,
progress my ass.
I can understand, like, maybe. Once or twice?
Did he do it every day?
At least 8 marks down his leg.
Dude, I had 19. My mother almost hit me with a car once, dog. I'm not gonna lie. Look, that ain't no beat. This ain't no shit. White people, this is how you raise your kid.
Darius was exaggerating because you're gonna see it on his leg.
Yeah. No, but when it's red, you do see the black. Red and black don't mix. Trust me.
Wait, so what's your point, though?
I'm just saying, progress.
You're trying to say, let's go back to misogynistic days and beating your kids?
You're damn right.
Backwards?
Let's go back.
No, you can't do that, though. Ray, you can't do
we're
that.
Going too fast. We're too fast. We're too far advanced. We don't even talk to each other.
I gotta understand, like, maybe, like, one or two little smacks.
That's because, you know but, what? You have a child.
Have you hit your kid 8 times in a row?
Okay, hold on. Okay, maybe. 8 times.
Wait, let me be quiet. Yeah, maybe.
I think that you shouldn't, like, you shouldn't beat your kid.
No, you shouldn't have to beat him.
No, for, like, fucking 10 years. If you beat him for, like, if you beat him for two years, and they're still fucking up, like, if the same, if they have shitty grades, and you beat them for 2 years, and if they still have shitty grades, then they're gonna get shitty grades, because that's what happened to me. There's no fucking point. If you beat me till I'm fucking in middle school, you still beating my ass, talking about, hey, I'm gonna come upstairs, you better be ready. I'm fucking in middle school. You did this shit for, you know what I mean, for 15 fucking years. Yeah. I'm gonna beat your ass now if you come up here.
Now you're bigger.
Now I'm bigger, you know, now I'm working out. You all this shit now, you know. What are you gonna do?
Well, that's what my wife said. Hey, remember, they're gonna grow up one day, and I'll say, guess what? I'll hit him in the fucking throat.
Guess what? There's two of them.
Oh, I'll hit them both in the throat and the nuts. I don't play. And those boys will tell you that, coach, I don't play. I'll grab you in your motherfucking nuts and I'll bite you.
I'll bite you. I'll bite you.
I'm a Tyson that motherfucking ass.
I'll bite you in your
heart. My mother told you, you can't get your ass whipped, dog.
So you really believe this?
Believe what? No, with Adrian
beat
Peterson,
your kids.
No, because you can't go online. Because when we got beat, you got women beating us. So it was different than this. Freaking man of
a big ass. Yeah,
so where are you drawing the line?
Where I draw a line, I will spank my child with my open hand, because when I talk to an officer, you're allowed to spank your child.
But would you
hand.
Do what?
Really? No, yeah. I would do that.
You
would
believe
that.
The cops?
I think, but here's the thing.
After they beat down.
Here's the thing with the open hand, though. I think, like, if you get angry, it'll turn into a fist. You can't.
No, but you can't beat them when you're angry. That's the problem. You, when you with a disciplined child, you cannot.
But not everybody's gonna be like, oh, I'm just gonna be logical and not beat them when
you have. That's your flesh and blood. So you have to train yourself to say that no matter whatever you do when it comes to disciplining a child, you cannot do it when you're angry.
Right.
Even if they piss you off, what you have to do is you have to say, hey.
You calm down.
You got to, because, and then what it does, it fucks their mind up because you ain't getting them right then.
And it makes them wait.
Why are we waiting for this? Why is it? And then you get up one, and then you go, then you do that good move, and you just smack back of the fucking head and see, like, you remember? Remember? Yeah, let's get upstairs. Get your ass upstairs. Yeah. And now you calm down. So you don't do it. I would not hit my kid with a switch. I was beaten with a switch. That's the way
we're progress. That's what I'm saying. Right?
I will beat him with a fucking chair.
Wait. Talking about progress? talking about progress real quick. You know how you were talking about, here's like before, like in slave, we were talking about like in slavery.
Yeah.
Black people came through.
He's working in a sweatshop, so he can talk about slavery. Shit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we're in the same boat.
But here's the thing. I think, you know how in prison they say like Asians and black, they get along, you know, like this. I think it's because like Asian people really look. No, like look up to a little bit like black people, you know?
Yeah, because they live the same lifestyle, kind
of. And then you guys, but you guys speak up, you know, like you guys like do whatever the fuck you, because you guys was sick of it. Because you, okay, here's the difference is that you guys were here and you guys saw, I keep on saying you guys,
I'm black, but not that black.
Nice with people, you people.
The funny story is my mom said she wasn't in slavery, so yeah.
She was?
No, she wasn't. Okay. She said her mom and those guys, which is true because of their ancestors came from the other route.
Oh, okay.
They weren't in the slavery route.
That's nice.
I'm not like them. My mother's a high on the horse. Yeah, but you beat me like them. So shit. You were just like a slave. Like shit. That. Yeah. No, but you're right on the sense. It's like you can stand up. And I have to think about it because my
wife. You
guys
stand up. Yeah.
No, my wife says, you know, you're right about the progress. I wouldn't take a weapon or anything and beat my child with it now. I don't even use my belt. I'll pull my belt off.
You ready to snap it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So no, we're about to wrap it up. Not even snap it. I'll just pull it off and I'll hang it on the wall and they look at him like, yo.
So let's tie this back up, because you original point we're talking about getting. You're saying you got to be dominant to a woman because women like.
No, that's the European.
Because that's what you. No, you're just saying. You're saying.
No, don't put that on me, boy. My wife's gonna listen, motherfucker.
No, you're saying going cultural because that's what you brought up. That's what you brought up.
Jackie Chan slapping the bitch.
You brought up Adrian Peterson. So what was your point to that?
No, Adrian Peterson was just dominant.
We were talking about being assertive.
Oh, no, because of how people look at him is like, oh, he's just this bad guy now because he spanked the child the same way he was spanked. So he didn't grow. as in a sense. Well, now America looks at him as like, dude, how can you be so fucking stupid and beat your child? And with the thing with Ray Rice and all this stuff. And what's
I don't
going
think
on?
So. I think he's a little bit too sensitive. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what no, because they were doing a CNN report on him, okay. And they were like, oh, you know, he beats his child, yeah, and he's got to turn himself into jail. But if he's only getting out with a bail of $15,000, they're not going to charge him too much. Yeah, child abuse, he's going to do a couple classes, and the next time he's going to learn to pick up something that doesn't leave a mark. It's
a bar soap.
Yeah, and fuck his child.
Like Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, and beat your ass when you sleep.
Well, and you can tell, like, he bleeped in it. Like, he admitted everything.
Yeah, no, he turned himself in. He turned himself in, but back then, he even had the report. The sad part about this whole thing is he turned himself in back then, and they dropped the case. They said it was nothing. Then it went to the Superior Court. Superior Court looked at it and said, oh, no, we're going to charge him for it. So this already went through the cycle, and they came back and said, no, this is too drastic. We need to charge him.
Do you think it might have had to do with something with the Ray Rice
thing going on?
Because they're like, oh, well, he cannot be
NFL's
bitch
getting
out
fucking screwed right now. Dog. I mean, not NFL's getting screwed, but they're over there.
Yeah, they got a fine-tooth comb out on NFL right now.
So, Jason, I know we've gone a long way, man. Tell us how to find you, man, on social media.
Just Jason Chenny. Like, my name is Jason Chen, but Chenny because there's too many Jason Chens. That's an Asian joke. Yeah, Jason. Yeah, Jason Chenny, Chenny. Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I haven't made a page yet, but yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Oh, that's cool. There. Yeah. So, how to find you on your Tinder?
Yeah, I'm actually a little scared. Like, if like one of my friends was like, "What the, Jason?" and then she was.
Well, they now know you're on Tinder.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, that's good, man. Thank you for coming in.
Well, by the time this drops, his girlfriend will be back.
Yeah. No, we're trying to drop him sooner now. No, thank you for coming out, man. I know you got to show him Marietta.
Thank you guys so much. Seriously, yeah.
Not a problem, man. Not a problem at all.
Yeah, I want to come back if you guys.
Yo, we'd love to have you, man. Have you back. Come in when you don't have to go out do a show tonight. You know, come out to the studio. We're gonna tell everybody, hey, make sure you let Jason know you heard him on Them Nuts. You can find us on all your social medias. Look at Them Nuts with a Z, and we're gonna be out. We'll holla. Cut.
Thank you for listening to Them Nuts Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for new episodes and other Them Nuts productions. Be sure to like and follow us on all the social media networks and Podomatic.com, because we have got more to come.